We were having money problems, my husband and I. We were really desperate for money, as the mortgage payment was due, and we didn't have the money. And Ken, that's my husband, said he was going to ask his boss for a raise. If he didn't get the raise, I knew we'd lose our house and everything. When he came home that night, he said he never did get the raise, but his boss did offer him more work, and that meant more money. But he'd have to travel and be away from home a lot. He was going to have to be gone 5 days a week, leave on Mondays and come home on Fridays. I would miss him, but we needed the money more than I would miss him. And I still had our daughter to keep me company and busy, so I was okay with his new work schedule. The second week that Ken was away, his boss called and wanted to come over to the house. He said he needed to talk to me, so I invited him over, being afraid that this might have something to do with my husband's much-needed job. When he arrived, I invited him into the living room where I had already prepared a tray of coffee along with some fresh baked cookies. I wanted to be a good hostess as this job was so important to us. But, much to my surprise, he didn't take a seat on the couch. Instead, he turned to me and said he'd always fancied me, and then he grabbed me and kissed me and held me hard against him, against his tall, hard, firm, strong body. It took me a second to get over my shock and come to my senses, and when I did, I tried to push myself away, and I told him to stop, to get out of my home, but he just looked at me and sneered.
It won't be your home much longer once I sack your husband.
What? Why would you want to sack him? And he said,
if you are friendly, I won't sack him. I might even give him a raise.
Blackmail. I was being blackmailed, and I had to agree to fuck Mr. Collins, my husband's boss, or lose everything. What could a mother and wife do? I had to agree. I was afraid not to. Okay, Mr. Collins, I will do whatever you want. I have no choice. And he said,
that's right, little lady. You have no choice. None of you want to keep this nice, fine home of yours. Now do what I say, and don't give me any lip about it. Strip. Strip for me. I want you to take off all your clothes. Strip for me, like they do at the strip joints.
And just like that, I asked, what?
And he said, I don't say things twice, so just fucking do it.
I was so embarrassed, but I was afraid not to do what he instructed. So I took off my dress. I was only wearing my panties and bra.
Everything, he ordered.
And so I unhooked my purple bra, size 42D cup. It was from Victoria's Secret, and gave my huge tits much needed support. And then I slithered out of my matching purple lace panties, and soon I was standing there, naked, ashamed, eyes downcast. But I managed to sneak a peek at Mr. Collins, and I was shocked to see that while I was stripping, he'd unzipped his suit pants and pulled his cock out of his zipper hole, and he was stroking it. Fuck, it was big, much bigger than my husband's. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. He told me to sit on the floor near his feet while he sat in the chair and to spread my legs wide and to show him my wet cunt.
Wider,
he said. Then I had to hold my cunt lips open and finger fuck myself. I was embarrassed. It was blackmail. But sitting on the floor, finger fucking my wet snatch in front of another man, a man who wasn't my husband, a virtual stranger, if you will, watching me, had me excited for some reason, and my gash got wet. My juices were flowing. Some secret part of me was getting turned on.
Then Mr. Collins shimmied out of his trousers and boxers and told me to lick his balls and to suck his cock, asking me if I like sucking cock. I said, "Mr. Collins, I've only ever sucked one cock in my whole entire life, and that was my husband's."
"Don't call me Mr. Collins. Call me sir," he said. "You're just my slut who will do whatever I want, so I'm to be called sir."
"Yes, sir," I said, and crawled over closer to him and started to lick his sweaty, smelly balls and to suck his prick. He had lots of pre-cum that made his cock very messy, and I had to suck it up. Sucking his cock and balls and finger-fucking my cunt had me horny. So horny, in fact, that I was forgetting that he was blackmailing me. I was told to get on my back on the carpeted floor and to spread my legs and to ask to be fucked. So I did. "Fuck me?" I asked, and he slapped my big tits really hard and said, "Ask properly. Beg me, you bitch." "Please, sir, please fuck me. Ow! Fuck my cunt, please. Ow! My cunt needs to be fucked." And by now, it really did need to be fucked. It needed a big, hard cock in it. His cock was a lot bigger than my husband's, and I loved it stretching my fuck hole. Sir said, "You have a great cunt. Tight, but very wet. I'll be fucking you a lot while your husband's away." I could only say, "Thank you, sir. I love your big prick fucking my cunt. Please, fuck me hard. Fuck my snatch hard. My snatch loves a hard pounding." And sir was ramming his mighty meat deep into my filthy cunt when he said, "I'm gonna come, slut." Sir called me a fucking cum-dump slut and told me he was going to empty his balls deep into my married cunt. "Yes, please, sir, please, fill my whore cunt full of your spunk. My married cunt needs to be full of your baby batter." Then I used my cunt muscles to milk every drop of spunk from his cock as he unloaded into me. And he bit my tits really hard. And fuck, I also came. And it was the best ever. I must have been noisy and yelling out because I woke my daughter up and she came into the living room to see why I was calling out. Me and sir were naked and I had his cum running down from my gash down my legs and my daughter was standing there watching me. I didn't know what to say, but sir said,
"Tell her the truth. Tell her we were fucking and we'll be doing it a lot."
I sent her back to bed, and when sir left, I had a long talk with Betty and tried to explain everything. I told her about the birds and the bees. I even told her about fucking, about how men had these big, huge penises and hairy balls, and how they had to be drained every day, and how it was up to a woman to do that for a man, and how the woman had to get naked and show off her body and jiggle her tits for the man and shake her ass and act slutty and do everything she could to make him sexually excited so his cock would get hard so he could fuck her in her mouth, in her cunt, or even in her ass. You know, sex and stuff. And that she had to keep everything a secret. She assured me that she was an expert at keeping secrets, and I hope she was, because my life would be worth less than zero if my husband ever found out I was fucking his boss. So, a couple of nights later, sir came over, but it was still early, and Betty was still up watching TV. Sir grabbed me and started playing with my tits and started sucking my tits through my clothes. But I said, "Please, sir, please, wait a bit until my daughter goes to bed. Please?"
"Fuck waiting," Sir said. "I'm horny. I don't wait. She can watch TV or I'll leave. And if I go, then Ken's job is gone."
I had no choice. Ken's job was too important to us. So I told Betty to watch the TV and don't turn around. Then Sir pushed me to my knees and zipped his suit pants and pulled his cock out of his zipper hole, rubbed it around my pretty face, smearing my makeup with his pre-cum, and pushed it through my open lips and started fucking my mouth with his big cock. After a few minutes, I was ordered to strip and to get my cunt ready for his big hard prick. As I lay on the floor, legs spread and fingers fucking my greedy gash, I heard Sir say to my daughter,
"Your mommy's a naughty girl."
I turned to look, and Betty was just standing there, watching everything. I yelled at her, "Go to your room!" But Sir said,
"No, let her watch and learn. Do you want to watch, honey?"
Oh, my God. I heard my daughter say yes. She wanted to watch. I suddenly realized how depraved I'd become because I was still sucking Sir's cock and finger-fucking my snatch with my daughter watching. Then Sir got between my legs and guided his meat into my fuck hole, and he said to her,
"Soon you'll be getting fucked just like your mommy."
I froze when my daughter said, "I get fucked like mommy does already. Daddy does it to me." She pouted. "What the fuck?" My mind went crazy. I couldn't believe what I heard, so I asked, "What are you talking about?" And Betty said, "You remember when I told you I was an expert secret keeper? Daddy fucking me was a secret, but I guess I just messed up. I'm not an expert secret keeper anymore because I just told."
Sir asked with surprise, "Is your husband fucking her teenage cunt? Oh, Jesus, that's so fucking nasty."
He said he was, as he was still pumping his stiff cock into my cunt, but he said he was going to come. I felt his prick twitch in my cunt, and he came, and he said,
"Fucking her young cunt, that's so fucking kinky, and it just made me come." Then Sir said, "If her dad can fuck her, then so can I."
I was still confused. Everything happening so fast. I needed to think, but there was no time to think, as I was just about ready to come when Sir rolled off me and left me so fucking horny. Oh, I needed to come. "Please, sir, please, I need to come," I begged, and that's when I realized just how kinky Sir is. He looked at me, my legs spread wide, my cunt open and wet, and he said to my daughter,
"Rub your mommy's cunt. Help mommy to come."
"Oh, no," I said. "Please, sir, don't make her into a slut like you've made me one." And Sir said,
"Shut your fucking mouth or I'll take away everything." And he turned to my daughter and said, "Do it. Play with her mother's horny fuckhole."
I closed my eyes as my baby girl moved closer and asked, "What do I do, Mommy?" I muttered, "Just do what Mommy's doing." And I rubbed my clit in circles and slipped two fingers into my snatch.
I should have felt shame, but her hands rubbing and playing with my cunt felt wonderful. And when Sir had her slide her small hand into my gash, I came. I'd never squirted before, but the cunt juice and cum poured out of my fuckhole, and I knew this was just only the beginning of things to come. Sir got hard again from watching my daughter fisting her mother's cunt, and he said he was ready to fuck again. But first he wanted a double blowjob from me and my daughter, one sucking his prick and the other one licking his balls. I knew it was no good asking him to let my daughter go to bed, so I offered to show her how to suck cock, but she said her dad had already given her lessons. I was going to be fucking pissed off at him when he gets home, but on second thought, there's not much I can say, seeing as how I let her fist fuck my cunt. But I knew we'd have to have a talk. I needed to know more about him fucking our girl, but that was for later, not now. Sir told us to stop sucking his meat. It was fuck time. But we weren't done sucking his cock yet. I still had a thing or two to show my daughter about sucking a man's prick. Like swirling my tongue around his tip while stroking it up and down. And kissing the length of his shaft. And licking his balls. And how a man likes to have his cock worshipped. The bringer of life. How it needs to be revered. And how a man likes to force his cock into a woman's mouth and fuck her deep. But once again, Sir told us to stop sucking his meat. It was fuck time, and he wanted to start with my Betty. She looked so pretty, laying there on her back, with her little legs spread wide apart for him, and her little cunt and little tits, and Sir looming over her. I was afraid he would hurt her. That's why I put plenty of lube on her snatch and on his cock, and he slid in pretty easy. Sir is bigger than my husband, and she said it hurt a little bit, but she liked it. And she said Daddy loved her cunt being tight. Sir said to me, "Your daughter has a dirty mouth." He liked that. And Sir fucked his big dick into my daughter, and he said to her, "Tell me any dirty words you know." And she said words like cunt and fuck and snatch and cum and cock, and I could tell it excited him. Sir liked hearing dirty talk because he already had me saying dirty things when he fucked me. I shouldn't have been excited, but I was, seeing Sir's cock pistoning in and out of her teen cunt had me figure fucking my gash. Sir was about to prove just how kinky he is and what a fucking whore I am. He said to me, "Your cunt needs to come, so sit on your daughter's face and let her eat your snatch while I fuck her."
"Oh no, that's too much. Far too much. I couldn't do that."
But as I swung my leg over her head and settled my fuckhole on her mouth, I heard Sir telling Betty how to eat my cunt. For a novice, she was really good. And as I ground my cunt under her face, I came, and my cunt cream flooded her mouth. Sir was pumping his prick deep into my baby's cunt, and he had her saying filthy things. She was begging him to fill my young cunt with your spunk. I could hear her begging him to fuck me harder. He had her saying, "I'm nothing but a filthy cum dump cunt for my daddy's and your spunk, sir." But I was excited, and when Sir told me he was about to come, I kissed him hard and said, "Fill her filthy little cunt with your prick. unloaded her fuck chute. Sir said, you are now both my slaves, and you'll do anything I want. And I agreed. Yes, sir, I'll do anything. My daughter said, he's coming, Mommy. I can feel his prick shooting its spunk into my fucking little cunt. Sir slid his dick from my daughter's gaping gash, and it was covered in her cunt juice and some jizz, and he told her to suck it clean. Like this, sir. And she seemed to love doing it. Sir looked at me and said, don't think I forgot about you. Get down and suck my cum out of your daughter's cunt. Being an obedient slut, of course I did as I was directed. And there was a lot of cum in her tiny cunt. But I got it all, and she was nice and clean for her next fuck. Sir dressed and left, and we cuddled. And Betty said, I hope you're not angry with me, Mommy. And I said, of course not, baby. But we need to get Sir and Daddy to join us in the fucking games. My daughter might be young, but she's clever. Sir and Daddy will be lots of fun, she said. They have two cocks, and we have two needy cunts, Mommy.